Welcome to Community Spotlight. This program is pre-recorded and we are not accepting any phone calls. So today I have Dr. Jay Ambrose with Du Bois Regional Cardiology Associates. How are you today?
I'm very well, Marissa. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad we get to chat today. So how long have you been with Du Bois Regional Cardiology?
Well, actually, Marissa, I've been here in the Du Bois area working in Du Bois and some of the surrounding hospital since 1997. So it's almost 21 years in this area.
Wow, that's a really long time. Where is your medical office located?
Well, our main office is located in Du Bois in the Medical Arts Building, which is opposite Penn Highlands Du Bois. And we also have offices at the Clearfield Hospital, Brookville Hospital, St. Mary's, and now we've recently opened a clinic in Punxsutawney at the Walmart Plaza. We've had the clinic open now for quite some time, I want to say at least 6 months, and we have several different providers going there. On Mondays and Thursdays, our nurse practitioner, Michelle Jacobson, is there, and she's actually a Punxsutawney local. And on Wednesdays, we have Dr. Wenzel, Grace Wenzel, out there, and she's my partner. And I am there not every Friday, but at least one Friday a month.
Wow, that's awesome. So you guys have really expanded. Do you kind of travel around to all of your branch offices?
I'm actually primarily in the Du Bois office, but I'm also out at Punxsutawney once or twice a month.
Awesome. So what kinds of services does Du Bois Regional Cardiology and its branch offices offer your patients?
Well, you know, starting with the hospital here in Penn Highlands, we do have all the services, including cardiac catheterization, stent placements, permanent pacemaker implants, defibrillator implants, and also cardiac surgery. And in our offices, we do primarily consultative work, seeing patient referrals for patients with heart disease and also regular follow-up of patients with heart disease and other types of related ailments.
Sure, absolutely. And if someone wanted to see you, do they need a referral or can they just call your office?
I think that primarily depends on their insurance. But typically we get the referral through their primary care physician. So oftentimes they go to the primary care physician for an evaluation, and if they find a heart-related issue, they get referred to us. And a lot of other referrals come through the hospital where we may see patients in the Du Bois Hospital with more acute problems, and then we subsequently follow up.
Sure. So if someone did want to reach out to you or your office to ask about services or kind of just inquire about what you guys do, maybe they're looking for a cardiologist or know somebody who's looking for a cardiologist, how would they reach you?
I think the best way to get a hold of us is through our main office, and that's 814-375-3722.
Awesome. Do you guys have any social media pages, a website? Where could someone go to find out more information?
So we do have a website, Marissa, but it is still under construction at this time. So I think the best way for folks to find us would be through that telephone number. And they can also find the various providers in our practice by going to the Penn Highlands website.
So as a cardiologist, what are some risk factors or things to kind of watch out for when it comes to heart disease?
Well, I think we always tell patients that if they're having unexplained chest pains or shortness of breath, dizzy spells, particularly when they're very severe, may cause them to come close to passing out or passing out, or rapid heartbeats. These are kind of the very common symptoms associated with heart disease. But also, it's important to remember that the common disorders of high blood pressure and high cholesterol, for which there aren't really symptoms are also very important to have evaluation and treatment, because these are often the risks that can lead to heart attacks.
Sure, absolutely. And when it comes to managing symptoms like that, what would you recommend is the best course of action?
Well, I think, when it comes to high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and certainly diabetes, I think those are primarily cared for by the patient's primary care physician. When they do have some difficulty with the high blood pressure or high cholesterol management, we're happy to help. And obviously, beyond that, you know, when they become or are developing some kind of symptoms that is suggestive for heart disease, or they've had a test, such as a stress test, or perhaps a heart monitor, or an ultrasound of the heart that maybe shows some kind of abnormality, those are certainly things that, you know, we would be happy to see the patient and make an evaluation.
Sure, absolutely. And for anyone who might not know, what is a stress test?
Well, a stress test is a way of assessing the blood flow to the heart, and it can be done in a number of different ways. One can exercise on a treadmill with some monitoring, special assessing the blood flow in patients when they can't exercise, and that often is referred to as a chemical stress test. So there's different ways that we can assess the heart and the blood flow to the heart. So that's primarily what a stress test is used for.
Sure, that's really interesting. And so what are some important tips to remember when it comes to heart health?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing we always tell people is, you know, to have regular visits with their primary care physician so that, you know, if they have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, diabetes, those risk factors are very important and need to be taken care of. And then, of course, not only patients with disease, but just everyone in general, you know, should be conscious about their diet, you know, obviously limiting their intake of saturated fats and just calories in general, and also incorporating some form of regular exercise. And I tell people to keep it simple, just to walk every day, and whether it's for 10 minutes or 15 minutes or working up to 30 minutes a day, at least 5 days a week, that seems to have huge positive impacts on people's health. So it's really a lot about diet and exercise, taking care of the risk factors. And of course, you know, if you smoke, you absolutely should not. And if you're having trouble quitting, again, your primary care physician should be able to give you some help with that. Smoking is just such a hazard in terms of not only heart disease, but strokes, lung disease, and cancers.
Sure, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that when it comes to quitting smoking, a primary care physician will have the resources available if you are having trouble quitting.
Yes, that's right. That's right, Marissa.
Awesome. And I'm also glad that you spoke to exercise too and about keeping it simple, because I know sometimes I can get a little intimidated by kind of a lengthy exercise routine. And by the sounds of it, you said as long as you're working up to 30 minutes a day, that it always helps.
Absolutely. I think it's the regular exercise that really makes a huge difference.
Sure, absolutely. Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on today, Dr. Ambrose?
No, Marissa, I wanted to thank you for having me on the air. And I just wanted to express my thanks, certainly to the Punxsutawney community that has welcomed DuBois Regional Cardiology Associates into their community, and have been really very kind and very responsive to the services that we're providing. So we just wanted to let everyone know that we're there, we're available, and we're happy to help.
Awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much for your time today and for coming on. And I know our listeners really appreciate it, and they're glad to have you in the area.
Well, thanks again, Marissa. It was a pleasure talking to you.